ॐ मौनो व्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मारामम्मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्दी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं सारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चाद्वेषविघ्नस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकं अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। Bhishmacharya is in death bed. Bhagavan Krishna went to give him final goodbye. Along with Yudhishthira and other Pandavas, Bhagavan went to the battlefield and requested Bhishmacharya to instruct Yudhishthira about the dharmas, greatness of virtues in human life. After getting instructed, when Yudhishthira asked for what is the highest dharma, Bhishmacharya told that worshipping the Lord, yad bhaktya pundari kaksham stavair archan narasada, one who makes the Lord as the center of life is the safest person. Having instructed in this way, Bhishmacharya wanted to give up his body. So he requested Bhagavan to stand in front of him. That much capacity he had. Generally people don't remember even the Lord's name when they die. But this person, life was so great, he could ask Bhagavan himself, wait madri, naam pranam bidutteni, nee nodi, you have to be sakshi for my passing away. So before giving up his body, he worships the Lord with a beautiful stotra. It is called Bhishma Stuti. त्रिभुवनकमनं तमालवर्णं रविकरगौरवराम्बरं दधाने वपुरलककुलावृताननाब्जं विजयसखे रतिरस्तु मेन वद्या। लॉर्ड्स फॉर्म इज द ओनली ब्यूटिफुल अमंग ऑल द फॉर्म्स एंड हिज फिजिकल ब्यूटी इन दि कृष्ण अवतार वाज सो ग्रैंड ऑल दि देवतास एंड ऋषिस यूज्ड टू बी always with watchful eyes. Wherever Bhagavan went, there will be one more group, satellite group used to watch him. They came even to a battlefield not to see this fight, this fellow's fight, that fellow's fight, because they have seen Ravana Rama Yuddha. Okay, after seeing Ravana Rama Yuddha, you cannot see this ordinary Yuddha. These are very ordinary. But still they came, why? To see the Lord's beauty and to see the beauty of his charioting. The one who runs the entire creation, now he has to run 4 hours chariot, okay. And one who gave out the Veda, now he is to tell hoi hoi, that horse riding is there, there is a sound, hoi hoi. So from which mouth Veda has come, from the same mouth hoi hoi is coming. So they wanted to hear how this drama is nicely happening. So to such a Lord, who is beautiful and sulabha vastu, with all simplicity, may I have unfailing and absolute devotion to him. Anavadya bhaktihi ratihi means ahaitukim bhakti. Bhakti without any tag, price tag. We have price tag for our devotion. Even for two banana, we give price tag. So he says, I don't want that type of bhakti. He vijayasake saka of Arjuna. Vijayasake means saka of Arjuna, friend of Arjuna, who has an enchanting beauty with blue body, with pitambara and shining face, with curly hairs. May that beautiful form stand in front of me.
Yudhituragarajo vidhumra vishva kachalulita shramavaryalankrutasye mamanishita sharai vibhidyamana tvachi vilasat kavachestu krishna atma.
May my mind have an unfailing love for the Lord, whose hair was covered by dust in the battlefield, and who sweat for the sake of protecting the devotees, and whose blood dripped due to my sharp arrows.
Mama nishita sharaihi vibhidyamana tvachi.
It seems Bhishmacharya used to fight against Arjuna. Arjuna was equal to him when Bhishmacharya was fighting. So whatever arrow comes towards Arjuna, Krishna has to protect. This charioteer is special charioteer. He will not allow the arrow to reach Arjuna, the master. So he is to stand up and take all the arrows, it seems. So what happens? All the kavacha has broken. When kavacha was broken, inside the kavacha, beautiful blue body is there, attractive body, that he remembers now. Mama nishita sharaihi vibhidyamana tvachi. And it went and pierced your body. He's a kshatriya. So all the samskaras will be according to the lifestyle of an individual when he dies. So whole life he fought. With many people he fought. Even he fought against his own guru Parashurama. So among all the wars, this is the one war which he is remembering in a grand way, because he fought with Bhagavan, not with Arjuna. So he says, when I sent an arrow, how nicely I pierced your kavacha and I made you to bleed. O Lord, when you go to Devata's place, heaven, they will worship you with Parijata Pushpa. When you go to Rishi's place, they will worship you with Veda Mantras. When you go to devotee's place, they will worship you Patram, Phalam, Pushpam, Toyam, like that, with flowers and fruits they will worship. But when you come in front of me, what is the way of worshipping, you know? I will give you arrows. So every time when he sends arrows, he is to tell one nama of the Lord. Vishnave Namaha, one arrow. So that arrow should not reach any idiot. Because that idiot will become Vishnu. Understood? Suppose Vishnave Namaha means this flower belong to Vishnu. When I say Vishnave Namaha, salutation to the Vishnu. The salutation to the Vishnu, the flower is offered. The flower is to whom it is offered, that fellow becomes Vishnu. Correct? So his flower is arrow. So he is to say Vishnave Namaha, one arrow. So Bhagavan is to see, hey, this should not reach any idiot. So that fame will go. So he jump and catch, it seems, all the arrows. Hey, it belonged to me, like that. So you understood my devotion when I sent every arrow with mantras. Vishvasmai Namaha, Vashatkaraya Namaha. Vishnu Sahasranama is revealed to the world through Bhishmacharya. So he is the Rishi. So you accepted them in your body even when bleeding happened.
Sapati sakivacho nishamya madhye nijaparayor balayoratham niveshya sthitavati parasainika yurakshna kritavati parthasake ratirmamastu.
When Arjuna entered the battlefield, Arjuna wanted to see the enemy side in a close quarters. So he asked Bhagavan, hey, take my ratha. Ratham me sthapaya achyuta. Middle of the both armies, you stop my chariot, like that he told. Bhagavan heard that tone of that statement. So he told, let me see who are there going to die at my hands and who have here, come here to support that Duryodhana. Let me see who are these fellows, like this. The arrogant tone was there. So Bhagavan thought, with this arrogant tone, nobody can fight Dharmayuddha. This is not ordinary. Yuddha, born out of greediness. This is for the sake of Dharma Rakshana and it is Dharma Kshetra. So, in Dharma Kshetra, a person has to fight for Dharma's sake, means he should be humble. He should consider himself as the instrument of the Lord. But Arjuna had that arrogance. So, Bhagavan wanted to teach him a lesson. Without me, you cannot do anything. I can make you as a confused person within a moment. And moreover, he wanted to give Vedanta to the world. And this fellow never asked. Nobody asks Bhagavan. What is the reality of human life? Nobody asks. Everybody asks so many things from him. People asked him wife, people asked him wealth, everything they asked. But except the reality of the human life. So Bhagavan wanted to give that reality through Bhagavad Gita and want to make Arjuna also to understand that he is an instrument in the hands of the Lord. So instead of positioning the chariot in front of Duryodhana, he positioned the chariot in front of Bhishma and Drona. Because there only attachment, source of attachment is where? Bhishma and Drona. So when Bhagavan placed in that way and told Arjuna also, hey Partha, you wanted to see your enemy? Showing Bhishma and Drona, he told Kurun Pashya, they are these fellows. According to Arjuna, they are very reverential people. Object of worship for him. And Bhagavan showed him, see these criminals. Kurun Pashya means who? See these criminals. These fellows were there sitting that day when our Draupadi was dishonored. So it was a great shock for Arjuna and for Bhishma also it was a great shock. Showing us Kurun Pashya, he told. How he told? Not by hands. Because one hand is holding the chariot horse reins. Another hand is whip. So it seems Bhagavan showed Kurun Pashya through eyes. That eyesight was so cruel one. Bhishmacharya says, the very moment you saw us with that word, we died. The Kataksha, which is generally Kripa Kataksha, on that particular day, Kripa Kataksha means what? Blessing. It's a blessing. Bhagavan's Kataksha is a blessing. That day, we understood that it can be Yama Kataksha also. The very moment you saw us and told that Kurun Pashya means what? Kuru Vamshas. That is criminals. Your enemies. You want to see your enemies, na? These fellows are your enemies. Yaro? Bhishma and Drona were the prime enemies. So our Bhishmacharya says, that was the moment simply. Parasainika Ayuhu Akshna Hrithavati. Very sight killed the entire enemy army. Very sight. Then what happened? Arjuna fought and killed so many people. That fellow killed only those who are already killed by you. Setta Bamba Adichan Sulva. Somebody has beaten that snake. It's already killed 99%. So, innobar bandhu. Hey, yet, or hoge. You're already there. So, he killed everyone and he did not want to take that name and fame because Bhagavan's duty is natural only. Na? Rudravatara, every pralaya he destroys everything. So, it is not a big thing destroying some 18 lakh people. 18 akshakuni means more or less 18 lakh people. So, he wanted to give name and fame for his friend. Mayai vaite nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhava savya sachin. Bhagavan says in the Gita, I have already killed. In Vishwarupa Darshan, tasmatvam uttishta yasho labhasva. Mayai vaite nihita purvameva nimitta matram bhava savya sachin. I have already killed all these fellows. You see in my Vishwarupa Darshana. Vishwarupa Darshana, when it was showed, war did not happen at all, not started. So before itself, Arjuna says, I am seeing all the Drona, Bhishma, Dronancha, Bhishmancha, Jayatradancha, all are entering your mouth and nicely you are munching Bhagavan their head when their hands and other things are just try to escape from your mouth. Lick and bring back all these things like that he says. When it happened? Before war. So our Bhishmacharya says, what you told during Gita is a fact. We were already killed. Arjuna got name and fame just by acting as though he was killing. He did not kill us. He cannot kill us. But you actually killed. You have killed already by your Yama Kataksha to such a glorious Lord, Rathir Mamastu.
ವ್ಯವಹಿತ ಪ್ರತನಾಮುಖಂ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷ ಸ್ವಜನವಧಾ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ದೋಷಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾ ಕುಮತಿಂ ಅಹರತ್ ಆತ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಯಾಯಃ ಚರಣರತಿಹಿ ಪರಮಸ್ಯ ತಸ್ಯ ಮೇಸ್ತು.
ಒನ್ ಬೈ ಒನ್ ಸೀನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೀನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಹೌ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಫಾಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಎನಿಮಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ, ದೆನ್ ಹೌ ಅರ್ಜುನಾಸ್ ಅರಗನ್ಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಪುಟ್ ಡೌನ್, ನೌ ಹೌ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಗಾಟ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶೋಡ್ ದಿ ಎನಿಮಿ ಆರ್ಮಿ, ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸಾ ದೆಮ್, ವಾಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್? ಹಿಯರ್ ಆರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಕುರುನ್ ಪಶ್ಯ. ಬಟ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಹೌ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸಾ ದೆಮ್? ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸಾ ದೆಮ್ ಆಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸಾ ದೆಮ್ ಆಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಓನ್ ಸ್ವಜನಂ, ಓವರ್ ಪವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವೇಮಂ ಸ್ವಜನಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯುಯುತ್ಸುಂ ಸಮುಪಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಸೀದಂತಿ ಮಮ ಗಾತ್ರಾಣಿ ಮುಖಂ ಚ ಪರಿಶುಷ್ಯತಿ ವೇಪತುಶ್ಚ ಶರೀರೇ ಮೇ ರೋಮಹರ್ಷಶ್ಚ ಜಾಯತೆ ಗಾಂಡೀವಂ ಸಂಸ್ರತೆ ಹಸ್ತಾತ್ ತ್ವಕ್ಚೈವ ಪರಿದಹ್ಯತೆ. ಆಸ್ ಇವನ್ ಹಿ ಸಾ ಲಾಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಹಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ದಿ ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಫೈಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ದ್ರೋಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಭೀಷ್ಮ. ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನ, ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ರೀಚ್ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದ ವೇ ಕಾಲ್ ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ದ್ರೋಣ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಹೀ ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಂದ್ರಲೋಕ, ಈವನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪಾಶುಪತಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ವಾರಿಯರ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ವೆಪನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದೆಮ್, ಹೂ ಭೀಷ್ಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ದ್ರೋಣಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸ್ತ್ರ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್. ಸೊ ಹೀ ನ್ಯೂ, ಬಟ್ ಸಡನ್ಲಿ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಓವರ್ ಪವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಹಿ ಥಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಕಿಲ್ ಮೈ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೀಚರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಸ್ವಜನಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವ, ಇಮಂ ಸ್ವಜನಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವ ಐ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಫೈಟ್, ಮಮ ಗಾತ್ರಾಣಿ ಮುಖಂ ಚ ಪರಿಶುಷ್ಯತೆ. ಒನ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ದ ವೆರಿ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾರೋ. ಯು ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೂಸ್ ಇಟ್, ದ ವೆರಿ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಯು ಸಾರೋ. ಲೈಕ್ ಅವರ್ ಸಿಗರೇಟ್ ಅಡಿಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಆಸ್ ಇವನ್ ದ ಪ್ಯಾಕೆಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಎಂಟಿ ದೆ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಾರೋ, ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುತ್ತೆಪ್ಪ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾಕ್ ತಗೊಳ್ಬೇಕು, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ವೆರಿ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನೇಷನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಡಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್, ಫಾರ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್, ದೇ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ದಟ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಾರೋ. ಹಿ ರೆಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಫೈಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ದೆಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ರಿಸೋನ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಸ್. ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್, ಹೌ ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್, ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್? ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪನ, ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮನಿ ಸೇಕ್, ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ರಾಜ್ಯ ಸೇಕ್. ದೇ ವೆರ್ ರೆಡಿ ಈವನ್ ವಿತ್ ಫೈವ್ ಹೌಸಸ್ ಟು ಲಿವ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲಿ, ದೇ ವೆರ್ ರೆಡಿ ಈವನ್ ವಿತ್ ಫೈವ್ ಹೌಸಸ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸಾಮ ದಾನ ಭೇದ, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಮೆಥಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಔಟ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ವರ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಔಟ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದೇ ಫೈನಲಿ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಸೈಡೆಡ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಫಾರ್ ದಂಡ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಧರ್ಮಯುದ್ಧ ಆನ್ ದೇ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಅರ್ಜುನ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ I am going to fight for the sake of establishing the righteousness in the society. As even he entered, his mind is now what? Because of attachment, now clouded, thinking power is clouded. Now he says, what is the use of gaining this Rajya? He has not entered the battlefield for the gaining Rajya. But now he says, he has forgotten that he entered the battlefield for Dharmasthapanam. Kinno Rajyena Govinda Kim Bhogai Jeevitenam. What is the use of getting bhoga? Because those bhoga will be smeared with blood of our own relatives. Dharma yuddham appeared to him as adharma. Bhikshacharyam, which is adharma, appeared to him as dharma. A kshatriya can never go for begging. If the one statement, if our governed people who are in politics, if they understood this one statement, kshatriya cannot beg from others. Entire India will be safe without corruption. Understood? All are beggars now. Complete beggarliness. Internal beggarliness. Insolvency. So a kshatriya can never take. Begging means what? Taking someone's money without working for it. Pledging your own self-dignity. What is the definition of begging? What the beggar does? he puts his self dignity, self respect, pledging. Then he asks for some easy money without working for it, without deserving for it. So all corruption and other things are all what? Bhiksha only. Powerful bhiksha. This is ordinary bhiksha. The roadwala bhiksha is ordinary bhiksha. So therefore he is satisfied with 100 rupees and 1000 rupees. These people who are sitting there in power, they also do bhiksha only, but it is a powerful bhiksha. Therefore 1000 crores, 2000 crores also not enough satisfying with them. So here bhikshacharyam for a kshatriya, for a ruler, is never allowed. But for Arjuna, it appears it is by dharma. Dharma yuddha appears as adharma. Adharma bhikshacharyam, begging, appears as dharma when he was overpowered with this attachment, sorrow and delusion. Raga, shoka, moha, it is called. He tried to do some sort of a self-medication. He argued with Krishna, so we should not go for war. By war, a lot of problems happen. Women become widows and society gets corrupt. Like that, he argued. Nothing happened. After arguing, he felt very sorry. So he cried also. So Bhagavan told, when somebody is in sorrow, logic is not there. Truth is not there. Truth and logic is there means, thinking is there means, sorrow will not be there. Wherever truth and thinking is there, sorrow will not be there. So he told Arjuna, this will not work. Klaibhyam masmagam of partha naitatvayupa padyate. This will not work. When Arjuna understood that he has some other problem which he is not able to find out, he surrendered to the Lord. Karpanya doshopahada svabhavaha prichamitvam dharma sammudhacheta yashreyasyan nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shatimam tvam prapannam. He surrendered to the Lord. O Lord, I am overpowered with karpanya dosha, delusion, attachment and shoka. So I am with wretchedness. Please save me by telling the truth and guiding me towards the truth. So now chariot has become now Acharya, Jagadguru. Being a great psychologist, Bhagavan understood the cause of Arjuna's grief. It is not absence of or ignorance of dharma or adharma knowledge. He knows what is right and what is wrong. Everybody knows what is right and wrong. That is why we stand in front of our house to open our door. We don't say this side and that side. You see, do you see? Right and royal, we go and open our door. But neighbors of our house door, suppose if we stand, what do you do? What do you do? We see this side and that side. Why? You don't want others to see that. That means what? You yourself know you are going to do something which you know others will not accept. Understood? So everybody knows what is right and wrong. After knowing what is right and wrong also, people don't follow right thing because of what? Some other pressure, somewhere else pressure is there. Everybody knows signal is there. But there is a pressure for him in the traffic. And he has to reach office. So you can see that pressure when they give accelerator, when they stop for a signal, they will give accelerator, tar, tar, like that. Why? Pressure is there. Similarly, here Bhagavan understood the real cause is not absence of knowledge of right and wrong. He knows what is right and wrong, and he is a brother of Yudhishthira, who is an embodiment of dharma, and Arjuna gave 1 hour lecture also for Bhagavan himself in the first chapter. So the actual problem of Arjuna is what? Ajnanam. Atma Ajnanam. He doesn't know the reality of oneself. That Atma Ajnanam makes one to understand as a simple, limited individual. I don't know that I am infinite. Since I don't know that I am infinite, I try to identify myself with the body. Since I have body identification, deha abhimana, naturally I will have attachment towards certain bodies, dislike towards certain bodies. So wherever I have attachment, that source of attachment will bring me sorrow. In sorrow, generally thinking power doesn't work, so it becomes delusion. It's a vicious cycle. Delusion, then again deha abhimana, raga, shoka, moha. So Bhagavan taught not dharma and adharma. Bhagavan taught Atma Vidya. That is what our Bhishmacharya says. Vyavahita pratana mukham nirikshya swajana vadad vimukasya dosha buddhya. When he saw Arjuna's sorrow, grief in his face, when Arjuna was overpowered by sorrow, that time kumatim aharat atma vidyaya. Kumati means what? Wrong understanding. Mati means understanding. Kumati means wrong understanding. You removed the confusion or wrong understanding in the mind of Arjuna. How? Atma vidyaya, by teaching atma vidya. That is what it's called now, Bhagavad Gita. So what was the atma vidya? He told atma, individual, is not a limited one. He doesn't have birth or death. Bhishma is different from Bhishma's body. Drona is different from Drona's body. Bhishma is infinite entity wherein Bhishma expresses through Bhishma's body. So, na jayate mriyate va kathachite. It is neither born nor going to die. And this body is jatasya hi dhruvam mrityuhu dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. Any product has a date of production and naturally one more date of expiry. In generally other products it is mentioned with regard to us. It is not mentioned, kept secretly. Okay, fellows will do akramas more. Anyhow, 3 days are there, let me drink and drink and drink and die, like that they will tell. People say, nah. So recently one advertisement I saw, life is only one, therefore enjoy, he says. Hey, Vedanta says, this culture says, life is many, don't waste, even though life is many, don't waste, it is short, worship the Lord, it says. Having lots of births, what we say, don't waste it and turn towards Lord. This Western culture says life is only one for them. So only one life means you should spend the entire life in goodness only, na? So they say only one life, therefore you enjoy. Yen philosophy is that? So Bhagavan did not tell that date of death. But jatasya hi dhruva mrityu. Anybody who is born will die. Who has born? Not Bhishma. Bhishma's body has born. So it has to be destroyed. If you refuse to destroy, also it is going to be destroyed. Now why I am asking you to destroy? First thing is, it is adharma source of adharma. It is supporting, that body is supporting Duryodhana, adharmic people, one thing. Second thing is, you are an authority to remove the adharmic people in the society. Both should be there. This philosophy we cannot take and own AK-47, nanu dharma sthapana madutenri, you know, the AK-47 adakala. You cannot say, I did not kill anyone. Na jayate mriyate va kadachite nayam bhutva. Judge also will say, I am not giving you punishment to you. I am giving punishment to your body only. Understood? You should have authority to work in that way. He is a kshatriya, he is a yuvaraja. Arjuna was yuvaraja. Okay? Appointed by Raja. Emperor. Yudhishthira was emperor. So you are a kshatriya, it is your duty to eliminate the unwanted elements in the society. So when Bhagavan convenes, immediately Arjuna took bow and arrow and started war as Sadharma Rakshana. So to such a Lord who has taught Gita Shastram, who has given back this Vedantic truth to the humanity, to such a Lord, my pranams. Let his charana ratihi me astu. So far he was thinking about the leela with regard to others. Now he thinks about the leela which happened in his personal life. Swanigamam apahayamat pratignam ritam adhikartum avapluto rathastaha dhritarata charano abhyayachalad guhu haririva hantumibham gatottariyaha. It's a beautiful scene. Many of you might not have heard this. 9th day war, at the end of the 9th day war, lot of loss happened towards the Kaurava Sena, Duryodhana Sena. So Duryodhana got irritated and he knew the greatness and valor of Bhishmacharya. And Bhishmacharya is the captain of the army. So he thought such a powerful captain we have, but useless having soft corner for Pandavas, not destroying them like that. He started scolding. But Bhishmacharya, very beginning itself, he told, I will not kill Pandavas. I will arrest Pandavas. I will kill all others other than the Pandavas. I cannot kill Pandavas. If you agree, then only I will become the leader like that, he told. So Duryodhana agreed. Now because of pressure, Duryodhana forgot that. So he was scolding. As far as Bhishmacharya was concerned, he was doing his duty perfectly. Duryodhana could not understand the power of the Pandava Sena. What is the power of Pandava Sena? Bhagavan, Krishna and Dharma. But for Duryodhana, it is an ununderstandable one. How Dharma will have power? Ununderstandable one for him. So, to stop Duryodhana's criticism, Bhishmacharya gave a shapata. Okay, tomorrow I will arrest Yudhishthira if my war is not obstructed. If I am allowed to fight, I will arrest Yudhishthira before sunset. This was the pratignya. So somebody informed this pratignya to Draupadi. It is most dangerous pratignya. Even if you kill Yudhishthira, war will continue. Because others are there, they will fight. War will continue. But if you arrest Yudhishthira, war will get stopped. So Raja is arrested means what? War will stop. But here, because the war captain is, this side is Drishtadyumna, war will continue. So it's an insult and all will be slaves again. So it's a very dangerous proposal. Therefore, Draupadi got afraid. Krishna, you have to save my Mangalya, like that she prayed. As even she remembers Lord, Draupadi was staying in the battlefield only. As even she prays, Bhagavan enters. Hey, what happened? Draupadi, what happened? Why you are crying? Then Draupadi told, oh, you don't know, like this. Hare, Bhishma Shapata, nobody can change it. Tell me the Shapata once more. If my war is not obstructed, I will arrest Yudhishthira. Oh, there is one if is there. Okay. One if is there means for Bhagavan, he can have the, any if means Bhagavan will enter. So he told, all right. So I cannot go to Bhishmacharya and ask him to change his Shapata, and because he is Satyasandha, whatever Shapata he has taken, he will do it. I will take you to one more Rishi and I will get you blessing for your Mangalya. One Rishi has told, I will snatch away your Mangalya indirectly. Another Rishi, if he gives blessing, Dirka Sumangala Bhava. So now they have to fight each other. With that idea, he took Draupadi as even midnight. Draupadi was going behind Bhagavan. And it is battlefield everywhere, dead body and all the weapons. So all the weapons are pricking. So Bhagavan wanted to give one slipper to Draupadi. Where you will find lady slipper in battlefield? Other than Draupadi, no ladies at all. Nobody was there. Draupadi, out of enthusiasm, she is staying there. Because Dushyasana's blood she wanted. Na? So somehow he managed and brought one slipper and gave it to Draupadi. Then brought Draupadi to one kutiya. Asked Draupadi, go inside. One Mahatma is there. Get blessing. So she went inside. In those days, generally mothers, women, they cover their face up to here. Now also, you can, Rajasthan side you can see. Up to eyes they will cover. So she went inside and she saw Nala Ajanu Bhava. One Rishi was sitting, showing his back towards the entrance, and he is not meditating. He is simply sharpening his arrow. Then she saw Krishna. Krishna told, I will not come, you go inside. So she said, hey, sharpening happening, you tell Japamala, no Japamala. Rishis will be in their own way. You go, all are Rishis only, go and get blessing. So that Rishi did not observe who has come, but he heard the sound of anklets and bangles. Mothers will have anklets. So, as even he heard, without seeing who has come, when they made pranam, Dirgha Sumangala Bhava, he taught. Then again, second time pranam, Dirgha Sumangala Bhava. Third time pranam, Dirgha Sumangala Bhava. Then fourth time also she was doing. Then that Rishi asked, who are you? Then Draupadi saw that Rishi is our Bhishmacharya himself. Draupadi, you have come. Who has brought you? So, he was not angry with Draupadi because out of compassion, because she suffered out of, for no fault of her. So, who has brought you? How to tell who has brought? So, Draupadi was silent. He asked Draupadi, no, you gave blessing. Is it for the formality sake or real one? How can you say that it is formality sake? Whatever Bhishma says is a truth. Like that also he told. Then afterwards he saw it is Draupadi. Hey Draupadi, who has brought you? He was not telling anything. Then he came out. He saw one fellow was sitting, covering his body with a chadar, upper garment. Peacock feather was there. Seeing that, he understood it is Krishna, mischievous Krishna. So simply he snatched that upper garment. As even he snatched this chappal, Bhagavan was having chappal. Whose chappal? Draupadi's chappal. He was just holding on his chest. So it fallen. Hey, chappal you are keeping with chest. Whose chappal it is? Then he told, no, while bringing Draupadi, rain was there. Lot of problem was there. Somehow managed to get one slipper. Now rain is coming. If it gets spoiled, means again I have to go and search for one more slipper. Therefore, I am protecting her slipper. See the grandness of the Lord. Not enough protecting the devotee. Devotee slipper also is protected by the Lord. Then Bhishmacharya understood his grace. See, he has come to protect Draupadi. But still, he want to do some mischief with him also. So he asked, why you have brought him? No, no. It seems you were the threat to her Mangalya. I told already you come. I will give you Dirgha Sumangala Bhavan's blessing from a Rishi. But my work is over. This much easily it will be over. I did not imagine also. Then Bhishma said, you have cheated me. No, I have not cheated you. If I would have made a Draupadi to put another type of dress and brought you, then you can say that I have cheated you. I have brought Draupadi as Draupadi only. It is your duty before giving blessing to see who are there and give. You people all the time only blame me. I am the cheat. Because from childhood onwards, Krishna's name is what? Kala. Kalla Krishna, still date it is there, not 5000 years over, Kalla Krishna or Gesre. So you people do all these things and blame me. Then Bhishma said, no, I cannot accept. Whatever I told with all buddhi, buddhi purva pratignya alone I will follow. What is buddhi purva pratignya? That I will arrest Yudhishthira is the buddhi purva. So this is not buddhi purva. Those things I cannot bother. Following one word, one pratignya is the just negates another pratignya. So that is left to you. Which one you follow? No. First one only I will follow. Then Bhagavan told, before that one more pratignya you did. You remember what? If Shikhandi comes in warfare, I will not fight because Shikhandi is according to Bhishmacharya, that Amba girl, lady. So along with lady, I won't fight that pratignya is there. I will bring Shikhandi and manage you like that, he told. So Bhishmacharya got anger. He told, so you are spoiling my pratignya whole life. I followed all my pratignas. Now at the end of my life, you are spoiling my pratignya. Now I will make you to spoil your pratignya. I will make you as a liar. Then Bhagavan said, liar? Is that a new thing? What truth I told? No, I will see you as a Chakrapani. Because he has given word for Dharti. that I will not use Chakrayudha. After the destruction of Shishupala and Dantavaktra, he took the Chakrayudha and left it in the Yamuna river, giving word that I will not take Ayudha. And when he offered his service to Arjuna also, he told, Nirayudha Pani, I will be one side with all weapons and army, another side, which you want, he asked Arjuna. Arjuna told, I want you only, even though you don't have any weapon. I don't want your weapon. I want your guidance and blessing. So that pratignya is there, na? That pratignya I will break. Then Bhagavan thought, how many pratignyas I have broken? Keeping butter in mouth, when my mother asked, have you taken butter? Keeping butter in mouth, I told no. So, all right, no problem, like that. He came out. What happened afterwards? 10th day war, fearful war. Arjuna's army were running like anything back. So, Arjuna got very much worried and he was calling all the warriors who were supporting him in fighting. Hey, don't go from the battlefield. Showing your back, don't go. It is not Kshatriya Dharma. I entered the battlefield taking your support only, like that. Then Bhagavan got, hey, idiot, you entered the battlefield taking their support or my support? I am here to protect you. Instead of asking me to how to handle this old man, you are asking them to come and help you. So I will fight like that. He got anger and took Chakrayudha. While taking Chakrayudha, he simply jumped from the charioteer place and went with Chakrayudha to kill Bhishmacharya. So by that time, that upper garment is there, na? That Gadottariya, it has fallen. Without knowing that it has fallen, he was running. So for that, beautiful explanation they gave, Gadottariya, out of anger, when anger comes, physical decency goes up, oral decency also goes up, everything goes up, na? Like that, giving up upper garment for a kshatriya is giving up decency. So, Gadottariya, if you forgot the decency in dress, or I am going to kill Bhishma. So, by the time nobody should come and hurt my Arjuna, therefore, as Kavacha, you have put the Uttariya on the chariot place. Or by the time I come back, some other idiot should not come and become Parthasarathi name. They should not get name of a Parthasarathi. Because Arjuna may call someone, hey, come. So by the time you take like the chariot. So Gadottariya reserved. Seat reserved maadi hogi tar. Bus lalli reserved maadi tar nodi. Aatar. Or to give that Vishwarupa Darshana without cloth, Bhagavan's body is called Vishwarupa Darshana. So to give me Vishwarupa Darshana, you have come. To kill Bhishmacharya, Bhagavan need not run. Sitting place itself, keeping his chakra, simply he can send. Ashte. He need not jump also. There is no question of running. But what was the intention of the Lord? Intention of the Lord is not to kill Bhishmacharya. Bhishmacharya says, Mat pratignya mritam atikartum. You want to save my pratignya. What was my pratignya? I will make you to take weapon. I will see you as Chakrapani. He is far. So from here he cannot see Chakrapani. So to give darshan as Chakrapani, you have come. So protect the words of Bhishmacharya. He has gone and fulfilled all the vows of Bhishmacharya. All are contradictory vows. That's what Bhagavan's grandness. How he solves the problem in our life, if you surrender to him, he alone knows. If you start trying solving, instead of solving that, one more knot he will put. Children, instead of untying the knot, they will add one more knot. Similarly, we also, instead of solving the problem, we add problems. But when he surrendered to the Lord, he solves all the contradictory problems. Suppose one pratignya that I will arrest, if taken, Dirgha Sumangala Bhava pratignya is just nullified, contradictory. Now you see, Bhagavan has fulfilled all the vows. That's what with all thankful mood, Bhishmacharya says, what a man of compassion you are. In order to protect my word, whole life I lived Satya Vachana. In order to protect my words, you have given up your words, your pratignya. How he? I will not fight if a woman comes. So Shikhandi he brought. Okay, made him to stop. That also now made him to stop fighting. If my war is not obstructed, fighting is not obstructed, I will arrest Yudhishthira. So by bringing Shikhandi, fight is obstructed. So no arrest necessary. So arrest did not happen. And Dirga Sumangala Bhava, intact. Nothing happened. And Draupadi's Mangalya also you have protected. But what you lost? Swanigamam. Your own pratignya you have lost. And what type of person you are? Satyavratam, Satyaparam, Trisatyam. Satyasya yonim, nihitam cha satye, satyasya satyam, rata satya netram, satyatmakam tvam, sharanam prapanna. You are the embodiment of truth. Not only ordinary vachika satya, ultimate truth you are. You are the source of all values in the world. But still, for the sake of protecting devotees' values, you have taken that blame. So everybody, even Kalla Krishna, that's what grand people only can understand Bhagavan's Leela. Ordinary fellows, it seems one person asked, one Swamiji, I think Chinmayananda Maharaj, in West, why you worship a person who married 10,008 wives like that? So in the same tone, Chinmayananda told, it seems, that is the reason we worship. You fellows cannot handle one or two. He handled 10,008. Therefore, he must be Bhagavan. Only grand mind can understand the greatness of the Lord. To such a Lord who has broken his own vow in order to fulfill his devotees' vows. To such a Lord who is Bhakta Vatsalaha, who shed blood in order to protect his devotees. To him I pronounce Bhagavan Mukundaha, me gatihi bhavatu. Lalitagati vilasa valguhasa pranaya nirikshana kalpitorumanaha kritam anukritavatya unmadandha prakriti magan kilayasya gopavadvaha. Bhishmacharya now remembers the Leela of the Lord with Gopikas. Only three great personalities have understood the Gopika's divine love for the Lord. One is Bhagavan Shankara, who has done Kama Dahana. Another one is Shukacharya, who doesn't have Kama Vasana at all. He doesn't know the differentiation between men and women. And third one is Bhishmacharya, who is Naishtika Brahmachari. So he appreciates the divine love of the Gopika's. Their entire being was offered to the Lord. They imitated the Lord in ditto. If Lord's Krishna's hairstyle, however, like that only, they also will have a hairstyle. If they put, if he puts lipstick, they also will put like that. Not an iota of physicality was there in their love, because that love was a divine one. How can you say somebody's love is divine one or not? How can you say somebody's love is divine one or not? Shastra gives one test or criteria. If somebody loves you, seeing your spiritual nature, that is divine love. Somebody loves you, seeing your financial nature, it is financial love, business love. Somebody loves you, seeing your physical nature or beauty, that is only physical love. But the Gopikas never loved Bhagavan for physical nature, because they were elders and he was just 8-year-old boy. But still they loved him. But in cinema, they also as equal youngsters like that. The truth is what? They were all mothers, elderly mothers, having children, husband and other. But he was just an 8-year-old boy. So how can elders can have this type of physical attachment or anything to a child? So that's what in Gopika Gita, it is very clearly mentioned in Bhagavatam. Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan ಅಖಿಲ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ ಅಂತರಾತ್ಮ ಧೃಕ್. ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಸ್ಡಮ್ ದಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್, ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಅಂತರಾತ್ಮ ಧೃಕ್, ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇಹಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಭೀಷ್ಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಯುಲೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಗೋಚರ ನೌ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ದೃಶಿ ಗೋಚರ. ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ನೋನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ, ನೌ ಈಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀ ಆಸ್ ದೃಶಿ ಗೋಚರ. ದೃಶಿ ಗೋಚರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಸೀನ್ ಬೈ ಐಸ್. ತಮಿಮಂ ಅಹಮಜಂ ಶರೀರ ಭಾಜಾಂ ಕೃತಿರತಿ ದಿಷ್ಟಿತಂ ಆತ್ಮಕಲ್ಪಿತಾನಾಂ ಪ್ರತಿದೃಶಮಿವ ನೈಕಧಾರ್ಕಮೇಕಂ ಸಮಧಿಗತೋಸ್ಮಿ ವಿಧೂತ ಭೇದಮೋಹಃ. ನೌ ಹಿ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಭೇದ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ. ಸಮಧಿಗತೋಸ್ಮಿ ವಿಧೂತ ಭೇದ ಮೋಹಃ, ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಮೋಹ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ನೌ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಹೃದಯ ಹೃದಯ ದಿಷ್ಟಿತಂ ತಮ್ ಅಜಂ, ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಬಾರ್ನ್, ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್, ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್, ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ನೇಚರ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲೀಲಾ ಸ್ವರೂಪ. ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹೈಯರ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್? ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ಭಗವಾನ್, ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅನ್ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ನ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅನ್ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಯು ರಿಸೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಆಸ್ ದೋ ದಿ ಸನ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ರಿಫ್ಲೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೆನಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಈಚ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಒನ್ ಸನ್. ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಸನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್? ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಸನ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದೋ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸನ್ ವೆನ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಯು ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಆಸ್ ದೋ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ. ಈಚ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ, ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್. ಐ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ದಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ವಿಧೂತ ಭೇದ ಮೋಹಃ ಸನ್ ಸಮಧಿಗತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಐ ಅಟೈನ್ ಯು ಬೈ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್, ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್, ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ನೇಚರ್, ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಭೀಷ್ಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಬ್ರೆತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್. ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್ ಓವರ್. ಶುಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಭೀಷ್ಮಾಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋ ಔಟ್, ಇಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಕಾಲ್ ರಿಸಾಲ್ವ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪುನರ್ಜನ್ಮ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಜ್ಞಾನೀಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆತ್, ದಟ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಪುನರ್ಜನ್ಮ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಗೋ ಔಟ್. ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಸೇಸ್ ಅತ್ರೈವ ವಿಲೀಯತೆ, ಇಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರಸ್ ಗೋ ಅವೇ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಇಸ್ ಬರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ದಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಕಾಲ್ ವಿದೇಹ ಮುಕ್ತಿ. ಭೀಷ್ಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಟೈನ್ ವಿದೇಹ ಮುಕ್ತಿ. ಹೂಸ್ ಏಜ್? ಶುಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ. ಮೋರ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಣದಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ತದೇವ ರಮ್ಯಂ ರುಚಿರಂ ನವಂ ನವಂ ತದೇವ ಶಶ್ವನ್ ಮನಸೋ ಮಹೋತ್ಸವಂ ತದೇವ ಶೋಕಾರ್ಣವ ಶೋಷಣಂ ನೃಣಾಂ ಯದುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಯಶೋನುಗೀಯತೆ. ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಜೀವನ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ.